Hi, Kevin McCullough. How are you enjoying the stock market roller coaster ride this year? You know, you've worked long and hard. That's why David J. Scranton, founder of Sound Income Strategies, has dedicated his career to educating baby boomers on how to avoid market volatility and retirement spend down traps. To teach you how to get off the roller coaster and transform a potential retirement spend down into retirement income, David now has free copies of his new book, Return on Principle, Seven Core Values to Help You Protect Your Money in Good Times and Bad. And I get to give away 1,000 of them right now if you just call 866-913-1234. 866-913-1234. Get David Scranton's best-selling book, Return on Principle, absolutely free. 866-913-1234. Investment advisory strategies offered through Sound Income Strategies, LLC, a registered investment advisory firm. That's 866-913-1234.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
I'm Mark Gastineau. I played in the NFL for 10 years. I was diagnosed with CTE, with dementia, Alzheimer's, and Parkinson's. The fruits and vegetables that we take from Balance of Nature is the best thing that we could ever do. And I'm calling in now to order extra because my wife has been taking mine because she sees a difference in me. It is a wonderful thing that Balance of Nature is doing. I hear the testimonies on the radio, but I'm a testimony for myself. And the fruits and vegetables, if I don't take them every single day, my day is not going to go the same. So God bless you, and thank you for what you've done for my wife and I.
When you call, use discount code KMC, and we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code KMC.
Hi, Kevin McCullough with great news from MyPillow. Right now, the most unbelievable offer to get you in a completely new sleep system at the lowest price possible. It's the Bed Topper from MyPillow, new and improved with patent-pending material that helps keep your body in delta sleep and the same great internal fill that helps your body stay as still and as restful as possible. But not only that, when you buy the Bed Topper from the MyPillow people right now, you're going to get two standard MyPillows free. In addition, call right now, 800-506-2641, and use promo code KMC. You'll get 30% off the topper, and you'll get the two free pillows. That's 1-800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641, and get the bed topper with two standard MyPillows free. That's 1-800-506-2641, and use the promo code KMC, 800-506-2641. You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio. Breaking news as it happens, what it means, and why it matters.
Kevin McCullough, and here we go.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Obliterating confusion.
Amplifying truth.
And pursuing clarity.
Kevin McCullough, now.
Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. Big show right in front of you. What if there were seven core values that would help you protect your money in good times and bad? My guest, David Scranton, not only coming to visit with us today, but offering a free copy of his brand new book. Plus, Gordon Chang on the latest in China, North Korea. Coming up right now on Kevin McCullough Radio.
Kevin McCullough. Something interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog has come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
And he is playing the role.
As well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
I will say this. I'm meeting with President Putin next week and getting along. Let me tell you. Getting along with Russia and getting along with China and getting along with other countries is a good thing. It's not a bad thing. It's a good thing.
That was the president last night in Montana. Man, this man is taking no hostages. He's taking no prisoners. He is going for scorched earth on the elections of 2018. Just think about this, friends. He's out campaigning in July. Normally, the president is, you have to beg him to get out in the mid-year, in the midterms. This guy is out working the campaign trail in the middle of summer. And people would say, well, you don't have to, you have to run a race this early. You just, you know, you can just run it after Labor Day. He wants to actually make some changes. He wants to get that seat back in Montana. That's why he's there. He wants Mr. Tester out of office. He wants a Republican in his place. He needs that majority, and he's trying to get his agenda done. So I got to give him a lot of credit for his work ethic and how hard he's going. Someone else who seems to go 24 hours a day, especially on the issues that relate to our foreign policy as it relates to the Far East, is Gordon Chang, and he rejoins us at Kevin McCullough Radio. And, Gordon, I hope you had a happy 4th. I hope it was somewhat relaxing for you, but you are a very hardworking man these days. Lots going on with China and North Korea.
Well, they certainly are, and I had a great 4th. Went over to my sister's for a barbecue.
All right. Nothing better than free food. Just saying. Gordon, let's talk a little bit about all of the stuff that's going on. Pompeo's back in North Korea. The tariffs are kicking in with China. We've got a lot to deal with here. Let's start with Korea. Pompeo going back there now says what? Are we nervous about the fact that some of these rumors are coming out that Kim Jong-un isn't cooperating? Is this a sign of desperation, or is this part of the strategy that we were going with from the beginning?
I think it's a concern that the North Koreans are continuing to produce fissile material and, of course, working on their missiles. The President Trump's policy is based on the notion that Kim Jong-un has made a strategic decision to give up his weapons. Now, it's not entirely clear from all that we've been seeing over the last week or so that that's the case. And I think that this is make or break for Pompeo and for President Trump. Essentially, we've got to get commitments from Kim, or we've got to change our policies, because the administration has given Kim an historic one-shot opportunity to make that decision. He doesn't get another chance, and I think that right now we need to see progress. And if we don't, we need to go back to our maximum pressure campaign.
And we have proof that the fissile material is being manufactured?
We have satellite imagery which shows that, for instance, the North Koreans are improving the cooling system to their 5-megawatt reactor at Yongbin. This produces plutonium, has no peaceful purposes. So clearly they are upgrading the facility. That's not good. In terms of increasing fissile material production, that comes from leaks from the American intelligence community. And the reason why the IC is leaking is because I think they're very concerned about the president's statements about the direction of North Korea. So the president's been very clear that Kim has made this decision. We need to see evidence of that.
If he refuses to cooperate, Gordon Chang, what does Trump do?
Well, I don't know what Trump will do, but what he should do is, for instance, he should go back to sanctions. The administration did not designate about 36 entities for sanctions at the end of May. This is important because Kim Jong-un changes his front companies all the time. And if you don't designate the new front companies, you're allowing Kim to hollow out the sanctions. Also, we're not imposing costs on the Chinese or Russians for blatantly violating sanctions. This is stepping back from the maximum pressure campaign, despite what the administration says, because they say they're not stepping back, but in effect they are. And, of course, we suspended the joint military exercises with South Korea. That means our readiness is going to decline. The North Koreans are continuing with their exercises, which means that in August, when they complete their summer training cycle, they'll be prepared to go to war and will be much less ready than we normally would be, because we will not go through with our Ultra Freedom Guardian exercises. We can maybe wait a few months on exercises, but if we get to about a year, we are then risking and putting our forces at a heightened state of risk. And that, I believe, is unwarranted.
So if I'm hearing you correctly, and Gordon, I think sometimes I've been a little more hawkish than you on how to respond to North Korea. It sounds to me like you've turned a bit of a page here, and you're saying they really are not doing what they said they do, and it's time to start moving in the other direction again.
Well, we have to wait to see what happens at the end
with
of Pompeo's trip.
Right, okay.
Because we got to give them the chance to make that historic decision and to make commitments. But if they don't, this is, you know, again, a question of just President Trump. It's up to him to decide what to do. He has the power to disarm North Korea without the use of force. It will take actions that we have not been willing to take up to now. But I believe President Trump has the political will. So this is a Trump question. It's not a Kim question. Everyone says, oh, you know, Kim has not made the decision to do this or do that. Well, yeah, under the current set of incentives. But Trump can change those incentives.
Well, I thought that we were going to keep maximum pressure in place until we had verification that the denuclear program was committed to.
Well, that's what Trump said. That's what Pompeo said as recently as 2 months ago. But if you look at really what they've been doing, not what they've been saying, you cannot conclude that they have continued with maximum pressure. This, I think, is a fundamental mistake. Kim Jong-un respects strength. He doesn't respect friendship. President Trump talks about what a great relationship he has with Kim, and maybe he does, but that doesn't matter. From Kim's point of view, he respects, he's ruthlessly pragmatic. He will not respond favorably to friendship. And that's really an American disease. This is what we think about the Putins and the Xi Jinpings of the world, that if only we could talk to them, only if we could have a good relationship with them, things would get better. No, they don't, because they have ambitions which are inconsistent with those of ours and with the ambitions of the international community. We've got to stop thinking about them in the terms that, oh, you know, we can get along with them, because I don't think we can.
Gotcha. That brings us to China. The tariffs kicked in at midnight last night, did they not? And where does this lead us? Where do we go from there?
I think that, you know, a lot of people are seeing trade friction, of course, because the Chinese slapped tariffs on $34 billion worth of U.S. goods. We have the overwhelming leverage in a trade war with China. The only question is whether we have the political will to use that leverage. And this really, again, is a question of how far President Trump is willing to use American power to achieve American ends. I think that Trump has that political will, but I don't want to be disappointed. This is a struggle, and people call it a trade war, but it's not. These tariffs are imposed under Section 301 of the 74 Act. They are imposed to protect American intellectual property, which China's been stealing. So this is really a imposing cost for theft. And we've got to go forward and do this regardless of the consequences.
Gordon Chang, thank you so much for all your help. Friends, those of you listening, we've got a very special treat coming up in the next three segments. David J. Scranton's going to sit down with me. Now, he's the TV host of the Income Generation show on the Newsmax channel, Newsmax TV. Sunday mornings at 7 a.m. And I think if you turn it on this Sunday morning, you're going to see David Fisher, my Money Monday guy. There, David and David will sit there and talk about the economy and so forth. Maybe you want to set your DVR for it. But he's also giving away copies of his brand new book, Return on Principle, Seven Core Values to Help Protect Your Money in Good Times and Bad. And that's available when you reach out to him. I'll be giving you the phone number throughout the hour, but I hope that you'll stick around for that. David J. Scranton coming up next here on Kevin McCullough Radio. Hi, Kevin McCullough. Tonight, millions of children will go to bed without a bedtime story from their dad or a goodnight hug from their mom. It seems unfathomable in the McCullough house that we would ever have bedtime without such things. But because there are 2.7 million kids that have parents behind bars, these kids are more likely to live in poverty, go into foster care, engage in high-risk behaviors, etc. Zeke was one of those kids.
It's seventh grade, and the best thing about this day was I'm waking up excited to go and try out for the basketball team. This is something me and my dad had worked for a very long time. But I'm also waking up to the sight of seeing him being arrested and taken to jail. I go to school, you know, make the team, tryouts were great, and I rush home thinking he's going to be there, but he's not. So I start to feel anger. I start to become frustrated, and this is just one of those moments where I just feel like I lost my best friend. You know, this is something we've trained for, and now he's not here to share that moment with me. He was taken away for 2 years. 2 years. And in my mind, I thought I was the only one who was feeling this. But around Christmas time, in between those years, we got a knock on the door, and it was this company called Angel Tree Ministries. Now, I had no clue what Angel Tree was, but I was about to find out soon enough. They basically gave us a scholarship to go to camp for a week. Now, I'd never been to camp before, and I didn't really want to at this time, but I get there, and that whole attitude just changes. This place is absolutely amazing, and I realize that yo, I'm not the only one who's going through this. I'm not the only one whose parents are locked up or one of their parents is locked up. And being able to share that with somebody, share that feeling, that frustration with someone and have them respond was life-giving, actually. Being able to go back year after year after year has been incredible. Like, this is where I truly decided to accept Christ in my life. And not only that, but this is where I grew my love for student ministry. I'm a youth pastor now, 29 years old. And this has been my dream job. I would not be here if it had not been for Angel Tree Ministry. Somebody somewhere decided, hey, these kids deserve a chance. This boy right here, Zeke Griffin, deserves a chance to break away from everything that's going on and just experience life on a totally different level. I wish I could go into depth about how much it means to me, but words aren't enough. Words are not enough. And I just want to thank whoever it is that signed that scholarship for me to go to camp. You have truly changed my life. I am out here, again, 29 years old, sharing the gospel with students who have gone through the same thing that I've gone through or are just growing in their faith. And it is absolutely amazing. I wouldn't want to be doing anything else, and I can't see myself doing anything else but this. So, again, thank you, Angel Tree, for what you've done. You have truly changed and shaped my life, and I can't thank you enough.
That's Zeke Griffin. With scholarships to attend an Angel Tree summer camp, children build relationships with their camp counselors. They hear the gospel. They experience the love of God in the great outdoors. Maybe you have fond memories of summer camp. I definitely do. Then you can help a child make those same great memories. $200 sends one child of a convicted person to camp through Project Angel Tree. $200 sends one child to camp that otherwise wouldn't be able to go and wouldn't be able to find the love of God. 855-240-7721. Sponsor a child right now. 855-240-7721. That's 855-240-7721. That's 855-240-7721.
Breaking news as it happens. You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio.
Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. And one of the things that I love to do with my platform is to help people think more clearly. It's one of the reasons why we say obliterate confusion, amplifying truth, and pursuing clarity. It's one of the best things we can do in all areas of life. And you know that we spend a lot of time talking about lifestyle, parenting, money, things that impact every person that's listening, kind of regardless of where you are on the political or life system. And that helps, I think, even sometimes help some of you endure some of my political discussions to get through to the stuff that is even more helpful. And I'm pleased to introduce you to someone today that I only recently became familiar with, though he has been helping people for a long time. You know, one of the qualifications I put on authors that I have on the show is if they bring something to people's lives that actually helps them. And that's what David J. Scranton has attempted to do for many years. He's authored a couple of best-selling books. He's also a TV host on the Newsmax channel, the Income Generation Show. But he's also been keenly involved in advising investments and people in terms of how to help take protective action so that they are growing income, but they are also preventing themselves from being hurt in financial calamities. And it's a pleasure to welcome the author of Return on Principle, David Scranton, to Kevin McCullough Radio. David, thanks for being here.
Well, thanks for having me, Kevin.
Now, when I got my copy of your book, I was very intrigued by what you call seven core values to help protect your money. But here's the thing. Before I start accepting what somebody has to say about principle and values and everything else, I want to know the context that that value system comes from. So introduce us a little bit to who you are. What drives you as a financial advisor? What drives you in life generally? And how did you come to the point where you found yourself wanting to help people with financial wisdom?
Well, you know, what it really comes down to, and I guess perhaps I could have put as a subtitle to the book of, you know, have you mastered the inside game when it comes to your money, is that, you know, I grew up in a blue collar town, a pretty
poor area in Connecticut. My father died when I was 3 years old, so we basically grew up. I was living off Social Security benefits that we got from my father's death, and that was about it. And so I grew up with some very, you know, without a lot of means, and then I made some mistakes early on, even as a financial advisor with my own personal investments, because I may have studied all the outside rules as to when to buy, when to sell, and, you know, where I should have money allocated and so on, but I didn't have the inside game. I didn't really have the right mindset to truly be a good investor, or back then a good advisor for that matter. So I kind of went out and studied people, and I said, you know, well, let's look at the successful people that are out there. Let's look at what they've done and what they haven't done. And I realized that, you know, there are some people that seem to have the Midas touch for investments, and it's about how they think about money internally. And that's when I realized that, you know, there's enough books out there written about the external game and when to buy and when to sell and how to be allocated. And we didn't need another book on that. What we really did need was a book talking about, you know, the inside game. Do you have the right mindset? And if you don't, then, you know, let's look at your financial advisor. Does your financial advisor have the right mindset? And if you're not sure, well, here are some questions you can ask that financial advisor to say, you know, to determine whether or not they really have the inside game, or they just happen to have, you know, studied financial advisory work and they know all the algorithms, but that's the limit of it.
Yeah. Well, and I love that, because I really do think, and I'm a person of faith, actually, and so I really take the treatment of people quite seriously. And I think it's really important that that as we're, you know, in this day and age, the economy, 2017, nobody saw how good that was going to be. This year has been a year of indigestion one way or the other almost every single week. And if you don't have what you're calling that inside game kind of working for you, you're going to be susceptible to a lot of fear and a lot of probably bad decisions, would you not?
Absolutely. And, you know, it's kind of, you know, I think about the show Dr. House. I don't even think that's on anymore in terms of
House MD.
But he's funny because, you know, there's a lot of other doctors are going through the same training that he has. But somehow he has that inside game. He has that knack for looking at the fact pattern and saying, you know what, have you checked this? And to me, that is more important than all the algorithms and all the basic rules that every other book talks about. Yeah. So, you know, we talk about values. It's not, it may be a little different from values in terms of how you might think in a scriptural sense. But frankly, it's not that far off.
Yeah. Well, that's good stuff. So you came up, or you uncovered, or you put together these seven principles in the thinking through of how this book would be different than the other 8,000 that were out there, as you say, on the cover at the time that you wrote it. What were the criteria for the things that you were looking for to create in terms of these seven core values?
Well, I started by looking, first of all, at a do-it-yourself type investor and saying, okay, you know, what is, you know, let's take some people that I've come across in my life, in my own practice in more than 30 years, say, as a financial advisor, saying, okay, now who are the people that I've come across that really seem to be okay? They come into my office for a complimentary meeting, and I look at their situation. They seem to be doing really well. And as I looked at those, I realized that there are ultimately really seven different things that those people have. And some people might be missing one or two, and they still do okay, but the ones that are maybe missing five out of seven are the ones that seem to really struggle getting their financial house in order, and it becomes a continuous cycle throughout their life. So at least this allows people to discover and say, which of these do I have, which of these am I lacking? And if I'm lacking them, well, maybe I can work on them and make them stronger, or maybe I can decide that, you know, this is just so far from my personality, I should go get outside help.
All right, that's David J. Scranton, and the book is Return on Principles, Seven Core Values to Help Protect Your Money in Good Times and Bad. And by the way, friends, he's giving copies away right now. Call this number and ask David's staff, and you'll get a free copy of the book we're talking about, 866-913-1234. You'll get all seven core values in his best-selling book, but absolutely free. And it's a hard copy. It's not an electric copy. 866-913-1234. A free copy of the book we're talking about with David Scranton today. 866-913-1234. 866-913-1234. We continue with my guest, David J. Scranton. Return on Principle, the book. Your copy, 866-913-1234, if you call right now. I'm Kevin McCullough. Stay with us. Hi, Kevin McCullough. How are you enjoying the stock market roller coaster ride this year? You know, you've worked long and hard. That's why David J. Scranton, founder of Sound Income Strategies, has dedicated his career to educating baby boomers on how to avoid market volatility and retirement spend down traps. To teach you how to get off the roller coaster and transform a potential retirement spend down into retirement income, David now has free copies of his new book, Return on Principle, Seven Core Values to Help You Protect Your Money in Good Times and Bad. And I get to give away 1,000 of them right now if you just call 866-913-1234. 866-913-1234. Get David Scranton's best-selling book, Return on Principle, absolutely free. 866-913-1234. Investment advisory strategies offered through Sound Income Strategies, LLC, a registered investment advisory firm. That's 866-913-1234.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies.
My blood pressure significantly is so low now compared to what it was. I think I'm doing great with it.
That's one thing I like about Balance of Nature. Y'all listen, you talk and communicate and not just give us your order. We're done. Bye. You know, it makes more, I want to say, kind of a family-oriented business that, you know, we're out here for you and we're part of your extended family trying to fill you in rather than just take your money.
I feel great. A lot of the aches and pains I have arthritis in my hand seems to have dissipated most of the time, and I feel wonderful.
Have the confidence that you're giving your body what it needs. Call now to receive 35% off your first Balance of Nature order. Call 1-800-2468-751 or go online to balanceofnature.com. Use
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Tonight, millions of children will go to bed without a bedtime story from their dad or a goodnight hug from their mom. That seems unfathomable to the McCullough household because we look forward to bedtime in such a significant way each night. It's literally our favorite time of the day. Because 2.7 million kids have parents behind bars, these kids are more likely to live in poverty or go into foster care or engage in high-risk behaviors, so much of which is avoidable when parenting provides that stable home. These kids' only fault is that they were born to the wrong parents. Fortunately, Prison Fellowship is there for them, reaching out, loving them, and in recent years helping them to find God and much improved sense of self and discovering that life can be different for them. Last year, Angel Tree Christmas Campaign delivered a gift and the gospel to over 290,000 children. But it didn't stop there. Prison Fellowship now extends care for prisoners' children through their Angel Tree summer camps. And you can join us with giving a scholarship to attend one of these summer camps. They help children build relationships with caring camp counselors, hear the gospel, experience the love of God, and the great outdoors. So if you've got fond memories of summer camp experiences, I definitely do, then you can help a child make those same great memories. Join me in partnering with Prison Fellowship to send 24 kids, one busload, to camp this summer. Our family is committing to sending four. We only have 20 left to fill the bus. Help us. $200 sends one child to camp, and your donation of any amount will help. 855-240-7721. 855-240-7721. That's 855-240-7721. 855-240-7721. Or you can click on the Angel Tree banners at TheBingeThinker.com. Or call 855-240-7721. That's 855-240-7721.
It's an amazing song.
You know, I've never told anybody my story.
Bring home the number one inspirational movie of the year, I Can Only Imagine, now on DVD. With 3 hours of extras, including a behind-the-scenes look at Mercy Me and more. The story behind the beloved song that inspired millions.
My dad was a monster, and I saw God transform him, and so I wrote this song for my dad.
I Can Only Imagine. Available now on DVD, Blu-ray, and digital. Rated PG.
what you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
So glad to have you with us. We're talking with David J. Scranton in his book, Return on Principle, Seven Core Values to Help Protect Your Money in Good Times and Bad. And again, he's making copies available for free. 866-913-1234. 866-913-1234. Let's talk about some of the principles involved, David. You coined a term in the first chapter that I had never heard of before, financial overprotection. What does it mean?
Well, it's funny. It comes in the book. We talk about the story about my mom. You know, I told you my dad passed away when he was 3 years old.
Right.
Well, the funny part is that he died unexpectedly. Went to work. He said, "Honey, I'll be home tonight." And he got killed in an accident at work, and he never came back. So, you know, my mom was always very overprotective of me as an only child because she had this feeling of, you know, abandonment. And she was always worried, gosh, you know, I'd go to school one day and not come back. So I realized that that was part of what made me actually a pretty darn good advisor, is that I inherited that same nervous Nelly overprotective tendency from my mom.
You're a helicopter advisor.
Yeah, exactly. I inherited it when it came to protecting clients' money. And I realized that nothing made me feel worse than when my clients lost money. Now, I've lost money. I've gotten into private placement investments where, in 5 years, either I'm going to have tenfold profits or I'm going to lose it all, one or the other, nothing in between. And I've had some where I've lost it all. But yet, when it comes to other people's money, it kills me when I see their accounts go backward. And what I realize is that's part of what made me a very solid advisor. And those that were just willing to take big losses and be a little bit careless or reckless with their money, I find that those people are always struggling throughout their lives to get back on track, it seems.
Yeah. Well, you talk about this term called defensive income generation, and that seems a little counterintuitive. But I think that what you're describing in this financial overprotection is a bit of what that means.
Yeah, it really is. And it's why I've adopted that model for my clients, this whole universe of what I like to say is bonds and bond-like instruments. Because when people realize there is an option, you know, you can invest in the stock market, you can invest in mutual funds. But at the end of the day, you're crossing your fingers and toes hoping to get growth. And sometimes you get growth and sometimes you get shrinkage instead. And if you do get growth, you never know what that growth is. And most people don't realize that when you get in the world of bonds and bond-like instruments, you're really investing by contract. So something I'll ask people a lot of times is I'll talk to them about flipping homes. And I'll say, have you ever thought about flipping homes? You could really do well when you flip a house and make a lot of money, and people back off and say, oh, that's risky. I don't want to do that. And I'll explain to them it's because you have to buy the house at the right time. You have to put the money in the right places at the right time. And then you have to sell it at the right time. And you've got to have some luck because you can't control the time necessarily. I said, now what instead if I said that you could buy a rental property? Would you deem that to be a lot safer? And people say, absolutely. And I explain that that's because when you buy a rental property, you're really just investing by contract. What you're really doing, you really have to do one thing, and that is you have to buy it and rent it out. That's it. You don't have to worry about timing, because when you have a rental property, you have a contract with a tenant that says they're going to pay you X amount of dollars. You know what you're going to get. It's more of a sure thing. And the problem today, I find, is most people don't know there's an alternative to the stock market. And the reason for that's quite simple. Our generation, you know, grew up with two financial tools that worked very well for most people. First, the stock market, which includes mutual funds, and the second includes banks and bank CDs. I mean, right up until 2007, you can get 5% or, in many cases, much more in a bank CD. So a lot of folks got used to what I call the bookends of investments, the really conservative stuff, the bank CD over here, and the really aggressive stuff, the stock market over there.
Right.
And for
that sounds like my dad, by the way. That sounds like what he did.
And for 35 to 40 years, guess what? Those two tools worked fine. You know, I could have two sets of pliers sitting in my toolbox, And most of the time when I want to take a nut from a bolt, those two sets of pliers will serve me just fine. But there's sometimes they don't. And sometimes I need a crescent wrench, or maybe I need a socket wrench. I need a different tool.
Right.
And what started happening after 2007 was people needed a different tool, but they didn't know the tool existed. So, or maybe they knew it intellectually, but they didn't really understand what that tool can do for you. So as a result, they sat with these two diametrically opposed extremes. And I see a lot of people today with part of their money in the bank and part of their money in the stock market. It's almost as if they have two buckets of water sitting on the floor. One bucket that's 33 degrees. It's so cold, it's almost frozen. And another bucket that's 211 degrees. It's so hot, it's almost boiling. And it's almost as though they've got 1 foot in one bucket, the other foot in the other bucket, and they're trying to convince themselves that on average they're okay.
Friends, if you're listening, I hope that you're taking notes, but better yet, I hope that you'll just get a complimentary copy of David's book, Return on Principle, 866-913-1234. He's giving copies away today. 866-913-1234. You can get it for free. 866-913-1234. 866-913-1234. Kevin McCullough, coming right back.
You are about to hear from Dr. Douglas Howard.
After 20 years and tens of thousands of success stories, Balance of Nature is still the only pure whole food supplement available. Balance of Nature has served more than 500 million servings of fruits and vegetables. Don't accept imitations, copies, or substitutions. Our success stories are unique to Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies. You'll know you have the real thing when you open the bottles and see, smell, and taste real produce.
It is worth every penny I pay because it really has made such a difference in my life. It is making me feel a whole lot better.
Even my doctor thought it was a good product.
Take Dr. Howard's health challenge and find out how to get two free sets of fruits and veggies. We'll even ship them to you for free. Call now for details.
Call 800-2468-751. That's 800-2468-751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com.
Use promo code KMC.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Tonight, millions of children will go to bed without a bedtime story from their dad or a goodnight hug from their mom. That seems unfathomable to the McCullough household because we look forward to bedtime in such a significant way each night. It's literally our favorite time of the day. Because 2.7 million kids have parents behind bars, these kids are more likely to live in poverty or go into foster care or engage in high-risk behaviors, so much of which is avoidable when parenting provides that stable home. These kids' only fault is that they were born to the wrong parents. Fortunately, Prison Fellowship is there for them, reaching out, loving them, and in recent years, helping them to find God and much improved sense of self and discovering that life can be different for them. Last year, Angel Tree Christmas Campaign delivered a gift and the gospel to over 290,000 children. But it didn't stop there. Prison Fellowship now extends care for prisoners' children through their Angel Tree summer camps. And you can join us with giving a scholarship to attend one of these summer camps. They help children build relationships with caring camp counselors, hear the gospel, experience the love of God, and the great outdoors. So if you've got fond memories of summer camp experiences, I definitely do, then you can help a child make those same great memories. Join me in partnering with Prison Fellowship to send 24 kids, one busload, to camp this summer. Our family is committing to sending four. We only have 20 left to fill the bus. Help us. $200 sends one child to camp, and your donation of any amount will help. 855-240-7721. 855-240-7721. That's 855-240-7721. 855-240-7721. Or you can click on the Angel Tree banners at TheBingeThinker.com. Or call 855-240-7721. That's 855-240-7721. Hi, Kevin McCullough. How are you enjoying the stock market roller coaster ride this year? You know, you've worked long and hard. That's why David J. Scranton, founder of Sound Income Strategies, has dedicated his career to educating baby boomers on how to avoid market volatility and retirement spend down traps. To teach you how to get off the roller coaster and transform a potential retirement spend down into retirement income, David now has free copies of his new book, Return on Principle, 7 Core Values to Help You Protect Your Money in Good Times and Bad. And I get to give away 1,000 of them right now if you just call 866-913-1234. 866-913-1234. Get David Scranton's best-selling book, Return on Principle, absolutely free. 866-913-1234. Investment advisory strategies offered through Sound Income Strategies, LLC, a registered investment advisory firm. That's 866-913-1234.
Amazing song.
You know, I've never told anybody my story.
Bring home the number one inspirational movie of the year, I Can Only Imagine, now on DVD. With 3 hours of extras, including a behind-the-scenes look at Mercy Me and more. The story behind the beloved song that inspired millions.
My dad was a monster, and I saw God transform him, and so I wrote this song for my dad.
I Can Only Imagine. Available now on DVD, Blu-ray, and digital. Rated PG.
Look around, how lucky we are to be alive right now. Look around, how lucky we are to be alive right now. History is happening in Manhattan, and we just happen to be in the greatest city in the world. In the greatest city in the world.
If it's happening in New York or across the globe, learn why it matters first on Kevin McCullough Radio.
We're talking about the term defensive income generation, and David J. Scranton is the author of Return on Principle, 7 Core Values to Help Protect Your Money in Good Times and Bad. You also see him on the Newsmax TV channel. He's host of the Income Generation Show. I want to touch on a couple more of your principles before we're done, David, because I find them to be really needed in all aspects of life. But you talk about financial coach ability. It seems to me it would be a natural thing for people that want to learn how to do well with their money would naturally be coachable. Are you, has it been your experience that sometimes people are not?
Yeah, you know, it's funny because two of the principles, one's coachability and one's leadership, and they're almost diametrically opposed. So what I tell people is you have to have the right balance. If you're so strong in your internal beliefs as to what's right and wrong, and you're not coachable, chances are at some point in your investment career, you're going to have struggles. However, if you're so coachable that you listen to everybody and you don't have any internal compass as to what's right and what's not, then you don't have what I like to say is you don't have enough leadership skill. You're not willing to take the road less traveled when you have to. So you've got to have that right balance where you've got to be coachable, but then you've got to know when something passes the sniff test or not. And I'll give you a great example. You know, in 2007, I was standing on, proverbially speaking, the highest mountain, talking to anybody who would have listened to me that, look, the market's high, you should get out of the market. This is actually, I did it probably about a year, year and a half before the technology bubble burst, and again, right before the financial crisis. And there are some people that just couldn't do that because it was the road less traveled. All the talking heads on television were saying, well, you can't time the market, you know, buy and hold. And over the long run, you make more in the stock market. And it's not about timing the market. It's about time in the market. All those things that brokers are taught to say from a sales perspective day one. So I found that the people didn't make the leap, that didn't protect themselves, were the people that just had to follow the herd. And if they deviated from that herd, they just didn't feel comfortable. Unfortunately, sometimes the herd takes you off a cliff. And that's why there's such a, it's so important to be coachable, but yet also be willing to take that road less traveled when it makes sense, i.e. leadership.
Yeah. And generally speaking, there's going to be kind of mathematical equations that'll point you in that direction. You were actually saying in those two high points, hey guys, there's this accident about to happen right in front of us. Let's get off the highway. But just because everybody else was saying no, stay there, people stay. But if you base it on reality, in other words, you know, facts don't care about your feelings. You hear that said about politics a lot. Well, it's true in money too. Money doesn't care about your feelings. It's very matter of fact. In terms of how it operates, and that's what you kind of hit on in I'm guessing in principle 6, where you say, look, you've got to be honest about what the financial picture is, and I know that a lot of people live in denial about what even their own circumstances look like.
Yeah, 100%. You have to be And you have to be brutally honest about your current situation, and then you have to be brutally honest about your strengths and weaknesses. Am I coachable? Am I enough of a leader, or am I a follower? You know, if you know, every time in my life I've had to make a decision, if I have to verge off the path, will I just not do it? To know that about yourself, and it doesn't make somebody a good or bad person. It just becomes an indicator toward whether or not you've mastered that inside game when it comes to investments. And that's why I put questions in there for people to ask themselves in sort of an introspective way, and also those to ask their advisors, because there are a lot of advisors that go to work for big companies. They drink the big company Kool-Aid their entire lives. They never do their own research. And if the big company doesn't say buy this or sell that, they just won't do it on behalf of client. And those are people, for example, too, as advisors that may not have the sense of financial leadership. They may not be willing to take the road less traveled. So being brutally honest with yourself means as to whether or not you have those internal game aspects mastered, and whether or not your advisor does. It's like, think about Jack Welch, right? Jack Welch is been touted as arguably the best CEO of any company anywhere. And part of what he is famous for is being brutally honest with himself and with his team. He tells his managers, he says, look, you know, if you have an employee that isn't doing a great job, be honest with yourself. Don't defend that employee just because you hired the employee and you like the person. You've got to be honest and say, you know what, this person isn't cutting it. I need to move them or maybe find a better career for them somewhere else. And if it works for Jack Welch, then I guess it works for Dave Scranton, too.
Yeah, who's going to argue with both of you? Kevin McCullough is my name. We're speaking with David Scranton, and the book is Return on Principle. David, before we're done, I want to get your take on, because I have lots of different economic experts that come on the show, and it appears that most of them are leaning towards the idea that this kind of indigestion economy, up one day, down another, is going to kind of continue through the end of the year. They give different reasons for it. Where do you come down on what you're kind of seeing as kind of like a forming picture? Are we headed for a correction in 19 or maybe in 20, maybe later this year? What is your sense about what it looks like right now?
I believe, yes, certainly within the next 2 years, we will see a correction. You know, a lot of the gain that we've gotten in the markets last year and even that big January of this year, that came from the anticipation of the Trump tax plan getting passed. And
right.
It's really simple. You know, if you save corporations taxes and therefore their after-tax earnings goes up, now you can increase the price of stocks without increasing your P.E. ratio, without increasing your multiple. So, but that's already baked into the cake, if you will. That's already done. So now the issue becomes, what's the next big thing out there that's either going to help the markets go up or help the markets go down? I see more downside risks than upside risks. I mean,
right.
Unemployment can't get much below 3.9%, but it certainly can go back up at some point. So, you know, if I had to whip out my crystal ball and tell you what I thought, I would say, yeah, certainly within the next 2 years, we should be seeing a pretty sizable pullback. Whether it's this year or next year, well, that'll take a whole time. That remains to be seen.
Well, David J. Scranton, thanks for stopping by and for helping us understand this economic time in which we live, even a little bit better than we did. And, of course, you know, if you listen to Kevin McCullough, we talk about money a lot. And part of the reason is we want you to be good stewards of it. And, friends, it's one of the reasons why I think it's so cool that not only did David Scranton come to the show today, but as a licensed accountant and a financial planner and a number of other certifications that he has, he wrote this book, Return on Principle, 7 Core Values to Help Protect Your Money in Good Times and Bad, and he's making it available to you for free today. 866-913-1234. Get your own copy of what we've been talking about. 866-913-1234. 866-913-1234. 866-913-1234. I'm Kevin McCullough. Final thought up next.
I'm Mark Gastineau. I played in the NFL for 10 years. I was diagnosed with CTE, with dementia, Alzheimer's, and Parkinson's. I'm 61 years old. The fruits and vegetables that we take from Balance of Nature is the best thing that we could ever do. And I'm calling in now to order extra because of my wife has been taking mine because she sees a difference in me. It is a wonderful, wonderful thing that Balance of Nature is doing for everybody out there. I hear the testimonies on the radio, but I'm a testimony for myself. And the fruits and vegetables, if I don't take them every single day, my day is not going to go the same. So God bless you, and thank you for what you've done for my wife and I.
When you call, use discount code KMC, and we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751 or go online to balanceofnature.com.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. How are you enjoying the stock market roller coaster ride this year? You know, you've worked long and hard. That's why David J. Scranton, founder of Sound Income Strategies, has dedicated his career to educating baby boomers on how to avoid market volatility and retirement spend down traps. To teach you how to get off the roller coaster and transform a potential retirement spend down into retirement income, David now has free copies of his new book, Return on Principles, 7 Core Values to Help You Protect Your Money in Good Times and Bad. And I get to give away 1,000 of them right now if you just call 866-913-1234. 866-913-1234. Get David Scranton's best-selling book, Return on Principle, absolutely free. 866-913-1234. Investment advisory strategies offered through Sound Income Strategies, LLC, a registered investment advisory firm. That's 866-913-1234.
Amazing song.
You know, I've never told anybody my story.
Bring home the number one inspirational movie of the year, I Can Only Imagine, now on DVD. With 3 hours of extras, including a behind-the-scenes look at Mercy Me and more. The story behind the beloved song that inspired millions.
My dad was a monster, and I saw God transform him, and so I wrote this song for my dad.
I Can Only Imagine. Available now on DVD, Blu-ray, and digital. Rated PG. What you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Yeah, Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. I hope that you had a great holiday week. I don't know if you worked extra or less this week than normal. Very few of us did any extra work, but whatever it was, I hope it was a good time, and I hope that your weekend is good. I hope that you can still enjoy some of the greatness of America, maybe have a follow-up barbecue to Wednesday. Really funny thing, Devin Nunez, I know he was so funny, but I was following his Twitter feed this morning and he posted a video from Los Angeles and, it said, you know, I thought fireworks were banned in LA, and it showed this from a helicopter. It showed, I think it was for Bravo TV, but they pulled way back and they were up there to try to capture the fireworks that were going off over the Rose Bowl. But as they were flying through the sky, you could just see it looked like a bombing raid from a flyover in war or something. There were so many fireworks going off across the entire L.A. Basin Valley. Like, it had to be in like every street that people were setting off fireworks. And of course, that's not legal. Only authorized people in L.A. are supposed to. And yet they swept the entire city of L.A. in that one shot of camera. And it was just hilarious. I'm like, now you know why they have so many, quote, wildfires every year. So good on Congressman Nunez for bringing a bit of levity. But someone I didn't find very funny was Lonnie Walker from his post 4th of July celebration. Lonnie Walker the 4th, he was recently selected in the first round of the NBA draft by the San Antonio Spurs. He took to Twitter on July 4th to say this. I will never celebrate 4th of July. Know your history, !!, and stay woke. So Lonnie Walker, who got drafted in the first round by the San Antonio Spurs, will make multiple millions of dollars in his first year in the NBA, says he will never celebrate the 4th of July. Know your history and stay woke. See, I think if it's that bad, Lonnie Walker, that you got to be woke So much so that you can't acknowledge that the United States is an incredible place. And as bad as it may be here, I dare you to compare it to any other place on planet Earth. I want to know how woke you are, Lonnie Walker. You willing to take some of your millions and go to Haiti with me and do some missionary work? Maybe Guatemala, help the kids recover from the volcano there? See, Lonnie Walker, it's easy to jump on your Twitter and pound out your little, you know, Mad Libs at the world when you're a first-round draft pick for the San Antonio Spurs and about to cash in on the biggest payday in the freest country on God's green earth. Let's see how woke you are if you had all that taken away from you. I'm Kevin McCullough.